fucking ninja style. I'm gonna bring it to them. I'm gonna show them what time it is. Good spot to bring the noise. Ah! You morons will love this. Hope you assholes like fireworks. Boom! Fucking commies keep getting in my way. No surprise, motherfuckers.
Happy fucking birthday.
That's right, 99, you sweet piece of shit. Enjoy the ride, cocksucker. Have a nice trip. Boom time, baby. Trick or treat. Looks like a party. Come on. I got places to go and people to meet. Assholes are everywhere. Fuckers are out in force. Hi-hoo, hi-hoo. This fucker's gonna blow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast episode number 180. I am GBD here in Tokyo, Japan. And, of course, we are joined by Wombat, soon to be traveling to Montreal.
Yes, they just sent me what I'm hoping is the final version of my itinerary. So I just printed it out. I think I'm ready to go.
You want to remind our listeners why you're going there?
Yeah, I am going to Montreal to be part of the Army of Two, the 40th Day Community Day in Montreal, Canada, at EA Studios in Montreal, Canada. They are kind enough to fly me up there and put me up in a hotel. And like I said, I just printed out my itinerary. They added the car service that takes me from the airport to the hotel.
So I have to wait.
I have to wait for some dude named Trevor to show up because him and I are sharing a car.
What website is Trevor from?
I don't know. Let's see if it's in the email. Wait, I'll pull it up while I have you.
Do they tell you like what you're going to be doing there? Are you going to be like shooting real guns or anything like that? Like,
I have no idea. It doesn't. It just gives me Trevor's flight information.
So what does this itinerary have on it? Can you say anything of that?
Yeah.
No, it's my flight information.
That's your travel. Oh, well, what flight will you be on? I'm just kidding. We don't care. While you look that up, I need to complain about something.
Oh, that's okay. I have it right in front of me. My flight leaves at 7:50 a.m. out of JFK and arrives at 9:20 a.m. Montreal, Canada, which means I have to wake up at 4:30 a.m. in order to get to the airport.
Sounds like a blast.
Yes, which is why, you know, the fact that I'm doing the show says a lot about my commitment to the CADcast.
It sure does. What does it say exactly? That you should be committed.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Exactly. Have you guys had a problem? I don't know if you guys use the Google toolbar in Firefox. Do you guys use that? Shipwreck uses Safari probably because
I do use Safari.
I use Safari. Yeah,
oh, you
so
both
do
use Safari? Yeah. Wow. They added this thing. Google added this thing called SideWiki. Have you checked that out yet? Where you can basically do a wiki on any website. So like if you go to Cheap Ass Gamer, you can create a little article about Cheap Ass Gamer and it'll be there for everybody to see when they click the Google Side Wiki. But I think it did something to my Google toolbar, and now my Firefox just crashes every time I load it up, which is why I'm using Chromium right now, which is, I don't know if it's going to actually work or not. But I have a more serious problem maybe you guys can help me with, because I don't think you can help me with Firefox. There's somebody in my building who is playing Ring and Run with me. And they're doing it in like a really devious way that I've figured out, because they've done it so many times now that I'm on to their methods. What they do is I think they might have a partner. There might be an accomplice. Oh, by the way, Shipwreck is here. I never introduced you, Shipwreck.
Oh, that's okay.
That's because no one really cares.
Nah,
but anyway, you were telling an interesting story about strangers.
Let's get these kids.
So, yeah, well, I don't know what to do, because what they're doing is, last time I opened the door, I could hear the elevator doors closing. So obviously what they're doing, it's either one or two people, they'll call the elevator or they'll have somebody wait in the elevator with, you know, holding the door open. They'll ring my doorbell and then, you know, run right into the elevator and have the door closed before I can, you know, get into the elevator hallway.
So what you need to do is saw halfway through that elevator cable.
But what about the innocent people who ride the elevator?
Ah.
Acceptable losses.
Yeah.
Everybody's guilty is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, you played Modern Warfare 2. There's going to be casualties.
There's going to be, yeah. I don't know. And then here's the other question. What if I actually happen to catch the people that are doing this? What do I do? I can't, like... You know,
are you
bigger
than they are?
Well, of course, I'm bigger than everybody.
So hit them.
What if they're like 10 years old?
You know what you need to do? You need to pull out the RoboCop gun.
Yeah, and just point it right at their face.
Yeah, and be like, ring it. Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah, I don't know like what to do. And even if I want to yell at them, like I can't really yell at them in Japanese. So I could really yell at them well in English, though. I could. That's probably be a lot of fun.
Just now, we think it's just kids?
I think it's got to be. I mean, who would think? Do you think it's like a 40-year-old guy ringing my bell?
It could be a bored American who pretends to work on a website all day.
You think I'm doing it to myself?
Well, no, I was.
Yeah. There's no other Americans in this building. There's no other white people in this building. In the 30 floors in this building, there's no other white people.
Why don't you just disconnect the ringer so it doesn't ring? How many people ring your bell?
No. Well, I got all my packages from Play Asia come.
Oh, that's the same.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, I won't know when they arrive.
I thought you had like a camera at your door.
Well, that's two. I have two different things. I got the camera for downstairs. The camera is for when people get to the front door, of the building.
Yeah, yeah. I had that in my old Manhattan apartment.
Right. But then I don't have a camera for the front door of the apartment.
Maybe you should get one.
I was thinking about taking my Xbox Vision camera and just like cutting the cable off since it's totally useless anyway. And just like gluing it to the wall there so it looks like I have a camera, and maybe that would be some sort of deterrent.
Well, you should try and, do you have a laptop? You have your netbook.
Yeah.
You should set it up. You should set the camera up to your netbook and record them and then post it on YouTube.
But how am I going to do that? Drill a hole through the wall and.
The wire won't fit through the closed door? Or even underneath the closed door?
This isn't Massapequa, We have like real doors.
What, the doors are airtight?
Yeah. It's like an armored. It's basically like an armored door. I'm not even kidding. Anyway, so you have no really real advice for me, I guess.
Of course. Stand by your door.
Stand by my door at all times.
You just need to write down the times that they do it at, and then you can find the pattern. And then you triangulate those, and then you just stand by your door and wait for them.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
You need one of those Krusty the Clown doorbells that when people ring it, it shoots water in their face.
Right. I thought about putting some glue or something on the doorbell because nobody really rings my doorbell, like Shipwreck said, except for the mailman, but he might not like that. Well, maybe some of our listeners have suggestions. I'll take those suggestions. Maybe I'll be able to catch these bastards. In fact, it makes my day more interesting, as you can imagine. I kind of don't want them to stop. Gives me something to do. Get off, answer the door, see no one's there, go back and sit back down. It's pretty exciting. Let's see what else. Also, last night, this is sort of weird. So I got an email from my college, University of Rochester, and they said that the dean of the library is coming to Tokyo and that they wanted to invite the Rochester alumni living in Tokyo for dinner. Now, of course, I'm starved for human contact. So immediately I accepted, and I told my wife, and she decided she'd come too. So it was last night, and we went to this hotel, and it was the restaurant in the hotel, and I was like really looking forward to it because, I have nobody to talk to really, except for you guys, and that's only once a week.
Even I don't like talking to me.
Right. So I show up for this thing, and there were two other people there besides the dean. So I brought.
Oh, how many Rochester graduates are really hanging out in Tokyo?
I know, that was the thing, and of course I have to. They have I guess they know all about me. I guess I've registered with them somehow because the dean knew about Cheap Ass Gamer, and she was like, she's like, you got to tell me what is this thing you do with a weird name. So of course I have to explain Cheap Ass Gamer, which is always fun to do. When the other people have no interest in video games whatsoever.
You should have given me, you should have told me this before you went. My uncle is a big alumni. He's like a big deal Rochester alumni. So
University of Rochester?
Yeah, he's uber successful. And I believe he donates a lot of money to the school.
Really? What does he do for a living?
He is a lawyer, a law-talking guy.
A law-talking guy?
He is a senior partner at one of Manhattan's largest firms.
Whoa, oh, wow. What firm?
I'm not going to say in the air. That wouldn't be polite.
All right. People are going to look him up.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, he's a big deal.
It was fun anyway, just to have the to be able to get out. But I was like, oh, there's two other people here. It's pretty weak.
Yeah, it's still two people to talk to, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just fine. I got a couple beers in me, and I had a great time. I didn't give a shit.
It's going to be me in Montreal by myself.
You and Trevor are going to hang out.
Yes, me and Trevor.
You're going to be roommates, probably.
I don't want to think about having to share a room with someone.
Right. Nah.
I wonder if they're trying to instill like a buddy system to really drive home that Army of Two concept.
Oh, that could be true.
You and Trevor are going to be like in like three-legged man races and stuff like that all weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's funny because they sent me his flight itinerary, but like not his contact information. I guess I have his email address. But right. Once I get to Canada, it's not like I'm going to be using my cell phone because, you know,
right.
It's Canada.
Right.
It's
they'll probably do
off.
All these like competitions and stuff, and like Trevor's your guy, you know, like the wash each other in the shower competition.
I can't wait for that one.
That's gonna be good.
I hope Trevor has soft hands.
He's in for a real treat when he sees your back hair.
Ah, it's not so hairy as it is pimply. Ew, that's gross.
That is disgusting. Lastly, I wanted to say that I need some tips from photography experts because my wife bought me... Do you remember like several episodes of the CadCast ago? We were talking about our anniversary and how my wife didn't buy me anything for my anniversary or my birthday. And I was suggesting maybe she should get me like a nice camera, like a fancy camera. But
she got you one?
She finally got me one. And it's like way too fancy and way too... It's way out of my league.
It's like one of those ones with removable lenses, kind of a dealy.
Dude, it didn't even come with a lens.
Yeah.
You have to buy a lens.
That's pretty badass. So it's not like one of those ones that fits in your pocket.
Dude, it wouldn't fit in an elephant's pocket. It's
you know
giant.
Why?
Elephants don't have pockets.
Elephants don't have pockets.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit in an elephant's mouth, I guess. But no, it's huge. And I'm gonna bring it. We're going to Kyoto this weekend. In Osaka, visit Osaka grandma. So I'm going to bring it there and take pictures of the foliage. But luckily it has a fully automatic mode because this shit is complicated. I mean, I got to learn like what an aperture is because I don't know.
Maybe I'll jog my memory and try to help you.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm way, it would be like if somebody bought a Ferrari for you and you didn't know how to drive a stick shift, like way out of my league. Way out of my league, yeah. So anyway, that's all that's going on with me. Anything exciting in the world of Wombat besides your Montreal trip?
Montreal trip, you know, I said I hooked up my printer, which I bought during Black Friday.
Oh, how much?
I got it $25 at Best Buy for
what
a
kind
color
of
printer?
Printer.
It's an Epson color printer scanner copier.
Wow.
It's actually not bad. I mean, I set it up literally, 10 minutes before we did the show to print out my new itinerary.
Did you have to trample anybody to get it?
No, they had a good amount of them there. I went. They had pretty much everything I was looking for at the Best Buy. That, you know, I wanted to walk away with one cheap Blu-ray, and
right.
The printer was just kind of gravy. I wound up getting The Matrix for $12 on Blu-ray.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just the first movie or the whole trilogy?
Just the first movie.
Oh, okay.
There's only one Matrix. I don't understand what you mean by trilogy. They made more than one?
There's only three Star Wars, too.
Exactly. And then we went to Old Navy, and I got myself a sweater.
And your Lego Rock Band?
No, they were sold out of those. But the sweater's nice, so I don't care.
Oh.
And I think that's all I got.
Yeah, there were people here at midnight outside. Like, all of the Lego Rock Bands were claimed at Old Navy here by midnight, which is just insane that you're lining up.
You mean people waited there for 6 hours?
For 5 hours, or 3 hours, or whatever it was.
5 hours for $50. Is Lego Rock Band 50 or 60?
It was kind of cold and raining, too. I don't know. It's 50 or 60, something like that.
Yeah. So basically, you know, they could have just got a job somewhere and earned the $50 and, you know, just bought it and not have to sit outside in the cold.
Yeah, and I was perfectly happy not waiting all night and still getting a nice sweater for $15.
Right,
and my wife got a new pair of jeans for $15.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Yes.
Anything exciting going on with you, Ship?
I put up the Christmas decorations.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. You guys know how that goes.
Yeah, I'm going to put up my Christmas decorations pretty soon.
We put up two trees this year.
A Hanukkah bush?
My wife wants to put blue lights in the bushes. Because blue is like Hanukkah colors. I'm like, right. No lights.
No, no lights. Don't leave the bushes alone.
Exactly. That's what I say.
Right.
We may put a menorah by the window.
Don't do that. You're going to get a rock thrown through there.
We got these really fancy candles that are LED candles that suction cup to the windows, and they all control with one RF remote.
Oh, that's cool.
They'll turn it on and off. Oh. It is pretty sweet.
We have those. See, that's interesting. We have like candles like that in our bedroom. Those are our secret lovemaking candles because
it's, because she has no idea what you're doing.
No. Because if I keep the light on, the main light in the room, it's too bright. You know, nobody wants to look at me naked totally in the light. So what we've been doing is we keep the closet door open and put that light on, but it's not great. So my wife bought these it's like a six-pack of these battery-powered candles, but they're sort of annoying. Yeah, if it had a remote, that would be much better.
You know what also works? Bottle of wine.
Yeah, right. Roofies works pretty well.
Yeah, it's true.
I just installed a dimmer switch into my bedroom. That works pretty well, too.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
We have a dimmer switch in our bedroom, too.
Yeah, I need to do that. We looked at new apartments last weekend.
How'd that go?
It was pretty cool. It's a lot of fun looking at new apartments, like nice apartments. It's no fun looking at shitty apartments, but since we're moving to a nice neighborhood and where a lot of foreigners live, there's a lot of nice apartments there. So we looked at a bunch of stuff, but I'm not moving into any of them. But it was a good first start, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, the baby's been in daycare now for like 2.5 weeks.
And how's that?
It's going really well, actually. She loves it.
Yeah, of course.
She runs in, she sees toys, she starts playing, and forgets we're there.
Exactly. You feel guilty at first, but then you see, like, it's much better for the kid to probably be around other kids and be playing than just to hang around, you know, watching you watch TV.
Yeah, she's in a classroom. Her classroom only has 4 kids in it.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, it's 3 boys and her. So she's the only girl in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So all the boys, like, give her stuff and then poke her.
Poker?
Poke her with their fingers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then they So it's fun. She enjoys it.
That's good. Good. So last week we did a show, Wombat. We did the Black Friday Super Show of Savings.
Yeah, Shipwreck was on that one, too.
Shipwreck was there. I remembered. I didn't say that he wasn't, did I?
I was sitting there for most of the time, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like the greatest show. But people tend to like it better than the 2 test shows. That seemed to be the consensus. And in fact, it was very popular. I looked up the stats on Blog Talk Radio, and it had about 4,500 listeners, live listeners. And, you know, another couple thousand people downloaded it after the fact from Blog Talk Radio. And now we're actually a featured broadcaster on there. I got an email from them.
Now, were the iTunes numbers the same as normal, or did they go down because of the...
They were less because I didn't really make a full post about it. Like, there was, like, the post when it went live, and then I just sort of updated it where you could download it. I haven't looked at the download numbers on there, really, recently. But I would imagine it would be about the same if I promoted it the same way. But I don't know. I thought it went pretty well. I mean, look, it wasn't organized. All we did was take phone calls for 2 hours. I figured to try to follow an outline at, 2 o'clock in the morning was not going to be a lot of fun. And we just had fun. And, Mark McDonald called in and Craig from Screw Attack and Wombat's favorite Jimmy Mack called in. And people seemed to like it for the most part. And then at the end, something weird happened at the end. You guys, I got a tweet. Here's a tweet from Prazanathani. He wants you to address Wombat how you and Shipwreck massacred the kid in the last show.
It wasn't so much the caller as it was just we were done.
You're ready to go.
I was ready to go, and I lost it.
Yeah, it was 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it was really late for us.
It wasn't 4 a.m.
It was 2, 3 a.m.?
2:30?
2:30. It was 3. It was like 5 minutes to 3, and I was tired.
Well, kid called in, and his voice was, he's had sort of a... I don't know. His voice sounded a little weird, I guess.
No.
And he was asking a weird question.
No.
No, his voice didn't. He kind of stumbled over his question a little bit.
I see.
And then Wombat kept on interrupting him. Every time he tried to speak, Wombat would speak.
Ah, I see. I know
and
that.
And at 3:30 in the morning, that was, or whatever time it was in the morning, that was just extremely hilarious to me.
Yeah, right. And the question itself was kind of generic.
Right.
So it's just kind of making fun. It was like a, you know, a keg bag one question.
Right. Like, what's the best deal you ever got?
It's the I can't think of a question, so I'm going to ask this question.
The cheapy, does your son speak English or Japanese question.
Yeah, or the why did you move to Japan question.
Right. Yeah. So, how did you meet Wombat?
The guy took it.
Very well.
Took it in stride and everything.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He's not mad at us.
No, he didn't care. So nobody else should
be
mad
who ever calls in our show should fully expect to be made fun of for the entire time that they call in. Period.
Even if you don't realize you're being made fun of.
You're being made fun of.
You're being made
fun of. Because that's kind of what we do, especially cheapy.
Right. I mean, I think overall it was fun, and maybe in the future we can do another show like that, you know, a short, much shorter one. Where we just take phone calls as like a supplement to the CAGcast or something. You know, we could do that once a month maybe or
something.
Well,
the last week of December from, I guess, Christmas Day through, I think it's, what is it, January 3rd is the first day back after New Year's. I'm off of work.
Oh, so what are you saying?
I'm saying that if we want to do a live show during then, I will have time to do, you know, in addition to a regular show.
Oh,
because
okay.
The missus is going to be working that whole time, and the baby's going to be in daycare.
Oh,
so
dude. You're in heaven.
I'm going to be alone for literally, really, it's going to be like, it's 4 days by myself that I get.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to try and figure this. We could probably do something fun and stupid.
All right. Well, let's
do a show this week.
What's this week?
It's a half hour in, and we haven't done a show yet.
Oh, right.
This is recording?
Yeah, well, let's move on to some CAG news-ish. Right before the show, I gave Wombat and Shipwreck a sneak peek at the CAG marketplace, which Wombat looked at for 3 seconds and then told me, I don't know, made some smart-ass remark that he would never use this, and he's never made a trade on the site, and basically to shove it up my ass. Along those lines. Shipwreck seemed to like it, though.
That's because Shipwreck kisses your ass better than I do.
Oh, I'm really good at it. But it's pretty neat, I have to say. It's very unlike most of the other trading sites.
Right.
I liked how you can kind of match up. You see what the other person has, and you can kind of make them offers and look at their wish lists and either make a money offer or throw your games in there. It's kind of like trading football players, like in fantasy football. It's kind of neat.
Right. Yeah, it is. John, Super Programmer John, did a very nice job. And I think, it is different from what else is out there. And there's, you know, that's still an early version of it. But it is cool. Hopefully, John says that the people who are in the beta should have access to it very soon. So it'll be a closed beta for that. In other CAG news, we started the CAG Fund for Child's Play charity raffle extravaganza. Whoops, and this link is no good. I think we've raised about $6,000 so far. We're looking to raise $40,000 by the end of the year. There's a lot of cool prizes that are going to be up for grabs. There's a $500 Amazon gift card. PlayAsia has thrown in a $300 gift card for their site, as well as two Tekken limited edition bundles, which is pretty cool. And, you know, a lot of community members have thrown in prizes as well. I need to do an update on the prize list. And I need to put something on the front page so people can find
it. Yeah, also courtesy of Capcom, we're going to be getting more of those, some Dark Void statues, like the one that I won in that earlier contest this year.
Right.
I think we're getting, I want to say two of those, and they're really nice prizes. And also the fine folks at Multimeal Cereal are going to be donating some bags of cereal. Probably some blueberry muffin tops, maybe some chocolate frosted flakes.
That's right in with the whole cheap-ass gamer theme.
It actually does fit in very well with the whole cheap-ass gamer theme.
Right.
Because I like to eat cold cereal and play video games.
It's a joystick meme.
It is a joystick meme, but it works for us too now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So look for that. I need to make it more visible on the front page, but if you go into the off-topic forum. You'll see it sticky at the top there. I'll have to work it in there somehow so it's always on the front. So that's pretty cool. And what else do we have for CAG News-ish? Okay, so we have two new features that should be live by the time you listen to this. One of them is the CAG search add-on for Firefox and Internet Explorer, and I believe there's ways to get it to work with Chrome and Opera. But basically what this is, you know, on those browsers in the top right-hand corner, you have like a little Google search engine, and you can add other search engines in there, and you can, if you're on any page on Cheap Ass Gamer, you can click on that thing, and you can add the CAG search engine, and what that'll do is, you know, let you search CAG, and it'll let you search the game database, it'll let you search blogs and users and all kinds of stuff, and it's pretty cool. People seem to like that. And the next thing that's coming, which I think will be live, is the CAG companion toolbar for Firefox. So basically, it's a whole toolbar that has that search feature that I just mentioned. It'll have quick links on CAG. It'll show you the latest deal threads on CAG easily. And it's by region. So if you're in the UK, you'll get the UK deals. If you're in the US, you get the US deals. You can get PM notifications on it. It's going to be integrated with the marketplace, so if you get trade updates and things like that through there, and it'll tell you when there's a new CAG cast out. So that should be pretty cool. Wombat, at least you can like the fact that it'll tell you when there's a new CAG cast out, right?
Yes, I always like to get a new CAG cast.
Well, you like things that involve you. I know you're not interested in things that don't involve you.
Well, that's true, but neither are you.
Yeah. Well, that's true. luckily, everything involves me. Everything involves me on the show.
I know.
That's why I like the show so much.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what else we got. We got new releases.
Not really.
I didn't even look at them. I just have the link here.
There's a couple. There's, I guess, the big three this week. There is MX versus ATV Reflex, which is getting pretty good reviews. It's another one of those motorcycle / 4x4 racing games. There is Rogue Warrior, which is that absolutely awful first-person shooter that I saw from that Bethesda is publishing that I saw at E3.
That's based on Mickey Rourke, right?
It's based on books?
It's based on Demo Dick. I don't remember his last name, but yes, it's based on a true story somewhat, but it's not good. Don't mess with that game. and then there is James Cameron's Avatar, the game.
Yeah, I played it at TGS. I didn't think it was bad. It seemed okay, but I see the reviews are sort of mediocre. You know, I mean, I thought it seemed all right for a movie game, and it seems like it is all right for a movie game.
I think it's going to be all right for a movie.
The actual movie, you're saying?
Yeah, I have no interest in this movie.
I don't know.
That movie's going to flop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my money is probably going to go towards Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, nah, but that looks weird, too.
Yeah, but it looks like it's at least going to be fun.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Sherlock Holmes may not be great, and Avatar may not be great, but I have a feeling that Avatar takes itself way too seriously.
Right, yeah, I got that impression, too.
Yeah, I have trouble when I see an Avatar commercial telling whether or not it's a commercial for the game or the movie. Like, it's kind of weird, like, that the CG between the two really isn't that different to me.
Speaking of CG, I saw G.I. Joe over the weekend.
What do you think of that?
It's not awful.
No, it's not
better than Transformers, but not good.
Yes, better than Transformers, yeah. Not good. And I guess without giving too much away, not that anyone cares, the Baroness subplot is just kills the movie.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it does. It kills the movie. Like you take that away, and it's really a much better film. Like, it makes zero sense. It's, you know what? Screw it. Are you ever going to see this movie, Baldy?
I don't care. Okay. Go ahead.
So, the Baroness, you find out, is Duke's ex-girlfriend, who, as far as we know, has no army training whatsoever.
She's just a girlfriend.
She's just his girlfriend. Now, Duke is in the same regiment as her brother. Her brother gets killed, supposedly, and then the next thing you know, she snaps and becomes evil and becomes the Baroness, and she's a lean, mean fighting machine.
Out of nowhere.
Basically.
Supposedly they never explain how she has any sort of military.
She dyed her hair black.
She dyed her hair black, and she was injected with nanites. Nanites, I believe, is the...
Nanites,
which supposedly not only allow you to control her mind, but make her a super villainous.
What about midi-chlorians?
Yeah, it basically was the same thing. It's so stupid. Right. It's like, oh, I'm evil. And then at the end, she becomes good, and then she goes to prison, and then they have the nanites in her, and they're like, no, she's the Baroness. She's just evil, and she kicks people in the face. Does it really need to be any more than that?
No. No. All right, any other new releases?
Let's see. That Might and Magic game for the DS has actually been getting good reviews. Clash of Heroes? I guess it's some kind of RPG strategy slash puzzle type of game.
Hmm.
I really don't know that much about it, but I saw that it was scoring well.
That's cool.
Yeah. I guess on Xbox Live Arcade, that Call of Duty original
high def version comes out or whatever. Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. They did it in high def? Oh, well, they had to for Xbox, but it must look bad, though. Right?
I don't know. I downloaded it. It's a pretty big file. It's like 1.2 gigs.
Wow.
So I haven't played it yet, but I did add it to my queue.
Hmm.
I think I'm gonna buy it.
I might be more interested in the Serious Sam game that's coming out.
That looks good.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. It's coming out next month, I think, right? I think so. I think I read it got pushed back or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it comes out for PC first, right? And then to Xbox Live.
Could be. So, I might pick that up, but I don't need to play the original Call of Duty. So is that it? That it for the new releases?
That is it. We're done. We overtalked it.
Okay. Yeah. Then let's move on to some game shopping news.
This is why everyone came to the show, by the way, so we could talk about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I got a lot of emails and Twitters and telegrams and carrier pigeons about the this whole ECA thing. ECA is the Entertainment Consumer Association, and the big controversy right now is that they've basically made it very difficult to cancel your membership. Now you're saying, well, why are people concerned with canceling the membership? Basically, they have a lot of member discounts that you can get if you're a paying member or a free member, because they even had a free membership thing for a while. And the most popular discount was, as you remember, we talked about it here, you could get 10% off any game purchase at Amazon. And now, obviously, that's a great benefit because Amazon's got great deals anyway. You get 10% off on top of that, and it's, you're buying a lot of shit from Amazon, basically. And what happened is they implemented these codes in a very poor way. They were ripe for exploit from the very beginning. You could download create as many codes as you wanted on your site, from their site, and just save them, give them to your friends, sell them. I mean, you could do whatever you want with them. They weren't tied to your account in any way. There was nothing stopping you from just going nuts on this thing. It would be as if I had a promotion on CAG and I said, okay, anyone who is a member of the Cheap Ass Gamer Platinum program can get a free t-shirt, and there was no way for me to stop you from ordering as many free t-shirts as you wanted, and you could do whatever you want with them. And it's basically like, you buy a $60 game and you save 10% off that, that's $6 off. That's a sizable, thing right there.
$6.
That's $6. And hell, I used it on my Beatles Rock Band thing, and I saved $25 on that mother. So we're talking about something significant here, and it got abused, and then they put out new codes, and then you could stack the old codes with the new codes, so then people were getting like 20% discounts and 30% discounts or whatever, and the whole thing was just a huge mess from the very, very beginning, and it just got worse and worse. And then the ECA, Hal Halpin, who's the president of the ECA, I guess wrote an article for Game Informer, and in that, as part of the article, he put a coupon code in for a free ECA one-year membership, and of course, that got posted everywhere on CAG and everywhere else. So now everybody had access to these discount codes for free. So now the people who paid for memberships are mad, and all the codes get used up, and because of the abuse, Amazon says, forget it, we're canceling this, and now everybody who's a member, whether they paid or not, is sort of upset because the Amazon discounts are gone. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to be upset. And now on top of that, they've made it very difficult to cancel your membership. Right? Am I explaining this right?
You are. So I mean, it's sort of, and yeah. Actually, when I tried to, because when you told me initially about the free codes, I tried to join up. You can't even join up anymore. I mean, I was able to register, but all it gets me is emails from them.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Like, I can register on the ECA website. That's what I did. Right. I registered. But it doesn't, like, ask me for credit card information or make me pay anything. All it does is give me, it really all it does is send me a newsletter once every couple of days or whatever it is.
When you put, well, you had a, you used the free code, right?
No, I didn't use, they didn't prompt me for a code or a credit card information. I can't access special deals. It doesn't let you join as
when was
a
this?
Member anymore. This was this? I guess, because it says, according to them, that I've been a member for 7 weeks. So I'm going to say about 7 weeks ago.
I think you're mistaken. You sure you weren't high when you did that?
Yeah, I'm on the site right now. It doesn't, and, you know, it shows, because, and if I go to my order history, it doesn't have anything there.
I don't know.
Because I member login, and I go, and I could go, and if I click visit members area, I get access denied.
All right, you got banned or something.
How would I get banned?
Because they found out.
Found out what?
You know, come on.
Oh, okay.
You were selling those codes on eBay.
I never even got one.
Right. Well, that's a lot of people never got one. And even some of the paying people, like, really never got to take a chance, advantage of it.
Anyway, that's not the problem. The problem is that if you want to cancel your membership, because if you signed up, and I don't recall them ever asking me for my credit card information, not that it would matter since I've only been a member for 7 weeks, is that after a year, it's going to auto-renew. And the only way to cancel the auto-renewal is to send them a written letter that they do not guarantee that they will receive.
Unless you send it via FedEx
or certified mail, yeah, which is crazy.
Right.
It looks like I'm going to have to do that because I just found the page that has my credit card number on it.
Oh, yeah? Where did you find it? Because I'm like, I can't find it anywhere.
It was under orders, under, I don't know, accounts.
Wombat's account is messed up, obviously.
It took me a while to find it, but it is there.
So, I don't know. And it's all crazy because they used to have a button there that would allow you to cancel it. And people are saying, oh, they took the button away because they knew that from this Amazon fiasco that everybody was going to cancel. So they want to make it hard for people. And now people wrote letters to the Consumerist and it's everywhere now. I saw it on Joystick and Halpin had to have a response and it's a huge mess, and
he hasn't had a response, has he? What was his response?
They posted an official
response. It's a terrible response.
He doesn't respond to the issue. He just says some sort of statement, but he doesn't answer anyone's concerns or questions. He just kind of says, you know, thanks for visiting the site.
He said, he didn't read it.
He says that the whole reason they did this pretty much is because of the people exploiting the codes, but he never actually addresses the fact that this is still a problem. Like, he doesn't see this as a problem that we have to.
There's no solution given except send them a letter. They basically say they're too big now. It's like a really ridiculous response because they say they're too big to be able to handle cancellations in any way other than having you write them a letter, which if you think about it is would be the most work for them. I mean, if they had some sort of automated way to cancel, that's no work for them. I mean, look, there's an automated way for you to sign up. There should be an automated way for you to cancel.
The line that gets me upset the most in this is there's a line that says, it is important to note that the number of members who are involved in this unfortunate issue is very small and not representative of the organization as a whole. It includes everybody in this situation. He's not addressing the correct situation.
Have you tried emailing him yet? I know he's responded to emails from you before.
Me?
Yeah, you.
About this?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've emailed him a lot. Honestly, dude, I mean, I don't want to kick a guy when he's down, but hey, this is the CADcast, right?
I think you need to email him.
Well, no, look,
he's going to respond to you.
Of course, but what am I going to tell him? What do I tell him?
Tell him that he needs to set up a way to cancel the subscription online.
No, look.
Whether it be by email or on the website and see what he has to say, because he's going to give you a real answer.
No, I don't tell him anything because he runs his thing and I run my thing. I can give suggestions. Look, dude.
Yeah, you should suggest to him.
Dude, back in April, when it first got out that they were going to have this Amazon discount code thing, right? And it first went live. I sent them an email in April. Okay, what is it now? It's December now. In April, I sent him an email. I said, I should find the exact words here, but more or less what I said was these Amazon coupons are ripe for abuse because, you know, I can generate, like I said earlier, I can generate as many as I want. I can, you know, sell them. I mean, they will be abused is what I said. And he said, yeah, we're looking into it and we'll see what we could do. And nothing was done, really. You know, I know they're at Amazon's mercy in a way. You know, but still, I mean, I don't know. You figure they could have got away. Here's my email. I said, here it is. Wait a minute. Nah, I'm sorry.
Well, the ironic thing about this is the whole point of the ECA is to defend the rights of game consumers.
Right.
This is a lobbying group for game consumers.
Right.
And then they're just going to screw us all over.
It's also, a non-profit that's auto-renewing a donation. It's very shady.
Right. And I don't think people really know what they do. Like, where does this money go?
I think that you need to send an email on behalf of your community.
He knows. He's read everything.
It doesn't matter. You run a community that's concerned about this issue. You should take it upon yourself as the head of this community, whether you like to admit that you are or you aren't. It is your website and your face. And when you have a 33-page, you know, forum thread in a day based on a situation that involves someone that you have direct contact with, you owe it to the users of your website to contact that person and try and get something done for them.
I think he knows that he has to do something.
I don't care what you think he thinks he knows.
What I think you think he knows.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe he has some leftover Amazon codes that he can throw your way,
throw
too.
My way. Here's the email I said. I said, you may want to consider having Amazon lock these codes to the user's Amazon account. Other way, there's nothing stopping people from just generating code after code and posting them on message boards, emailing to friends, etc. Seems to me the best way to avoid abuse would be to generate one code per user, and that code would give the 10% discount automatically for 1 year. And that was on April 15th.
What did he say back?
He said
it's important to note the number of members who were.
He made it sound like that. Yeah, he said they're waiting for people to go through like the first batch of code so that they could get unique multi-use codes, as you're hoping for.
I remember that response. I remember you sending that to me.
I was like, I was worried. I mean, I don't look. While I won't delete stuff from our website, like if people are abusing things, I'm not going to delete. If it's legal, like I'm not going to delete it from the website. I'm not going to promote it on the front page because that's just how I like to run my site. I like to not promote things that are obviously mistakes or glitches. That's just me. But I'm not going to go through the site and delete people's responses, you know, because it exists. It's, you know, it's a fact. But I don't know. It's a huge mess. I think what we'll see, maybe I'll do what you say, Wombat. Otherwise, you can just hound me over and over again.
Yeah, basically, I will.
Maybe you should write the email and just send it to me, and I'll send
it on. I would, but I'm going to kind of be on an airplane.
Well, we can wait a couple of days. But they need to do something. Look, it's a PR nightmare for them. It's a disaster. Now when you Google ECA, you're going to get all this negative stuff. It's going to be brutal to them.
Well, I think every major gaming website posted an article about this today.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Well, how brutal do you think this is going to be next year when everybody who doesn't cancel
gets charged?
All of a sudden gets charged. Right. I think they got to be very careful about this. This could really just end
in
the ECA.
Right. It could end in a lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, this could be over real quick if they're not careful with this.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? When you take money from somebody, you know, what was that line in the epic film Spider-Man, Wombat? I know you're a big comic book fan, right? What does Uncle Ben tell Peter Parker when he's in that car with him right before Uncle Ben dies? Do you remember what he says to him?
Don't forget to wear a condom.
No. What does he say? You don't know?
Of course I know. but I don't want to humor you. Say?
Oh. He says, with great power comes great responsibility. And when you take money from somebody, you have a great responsibility to service them. And it's one of the reasons why I never did like some sort of CAG membership thing, which people have asked for. People like want to send me money for like ridiculous stuff, like more PM space. And but when you take money from somebody, you have to service them. And I just was not prepared to offer, you know, that type of service. And ECA really needs to set up, step up to the plate and say, we made a mistake, and here's an easy way for you to cancel your memberships. And you just suck it up, you know?
Even if it's via email.
Yeah. Anyway, they can, you, if you can't handle the volume, you, look, you can get an intern to work for you for free and you'll be able to handle the volume. It's ridiculous. I doubt they have, you know, 500,000 members that they won't be able to handle the volume. Just suck it up. You messed up. You messed up big time. And now it's biting you in the ass because you didn't react quick enough. And yeah, like Shipwreck says, it's could be the end. The end, Wombat.
The end.
I think that's about it. I don't know. I don't think I got anything else to say about it. Is that it?
I think that's anyone? It. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's continue with the game shopping news with some actual some shopping stuff, some sales. Walmart, starting Saturday, if you buy a Wii, they're going to give you a $50 gift card. And we had the scoop on that. I posted that like several days ago. I see now, I think Walmart did a press release about it. But I don't know. I have somebody hooked me up with the information a few days ago. So, yeah, on the 30th, whatever day it is now. So that's interesting. Also at Toys R Us, somebody posted on our forums that they're going to be having a buy one, get one 50% off sale. And they say it looks like it's Sunday and Monday only. That's from Despacio. So that's pretty good. We'll buy one, get one 50% off on all games. Not bad. let's see. What else? Oh, here's I got a tweet from Crew J. And Jor-El-56. Jor-El-56 wanted to know what you guys bought on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. So, Wombat, you said you bought a printer.
Yes.
Anything game-related?
No, I didn't buy any game stuff. I bought one Blu-ray. I bought the printer, a sweater. And I'm trying to remember. I know we went to Target, and I think we just got something for the baby there. So... it.
Everybody wants to know from Shipwreck if you went to Target to get the $7 Rock Band unplugged. Please say no.
No, I went to bed.
You went to bed. Good. Good.
Yeah. I did go to Target later that day, but they were sold out.
Right. Did you get anything for Black Friday?
I got Tales of Vesperia from Amazon, and I got 4 1600-point Microsoft cards from Micro Center for... $13 each.
Oh, that's sweet. Those are the best. I love that.
Yeah. The best thing about it was apparently they all came from Blockbusters that had closed down.
Oh, yeah.
Because they still had Blockbuster price tags on them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. But, yeah, so I used that and I got the Borderlands download content.
Oh, nice. All right, we'll talk about that later, I guess.
Sure.
I didn't buy anything. Because it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to buy something and have it shipped here. It would kill any deal. But Crew J wanted to know what the best-selling Black Friday items were on Amazon. And I was having a problem getting the exact data, but I did get the best-selling Black November items for the entire month of November through CAG. Here's the top 10 for you. Number one is Left 4 Dead 2 for the Xbox 360. God of War Collection is number two, and Uncharted 2 is number three. Tales of Vesperia that Shipwreck mentioned was number four. That was like $15, right?
Yeah, $15. For $15, you can't go wrong with that because it's apparently one of the best RPGs. Sure.
Right. I should give you the prices with all these. Left 4 Dead 2 was $35 or $40, depending on when you bought it. God of War Collection, I don't think there was a significant discount, but they were throwing in a $20 PlayStation Network credit.
Well, they were throwing a $20 PlayStation credit with the purchase of any PS3 game, I believe.
Not any, PS- any a select.
Any
select.
Was it any first party game or something like that along those lines?
I don't know. I don't remember. Some select group, but that so that's how why that game charted, I think, so well. Number five was New Super Mario Brothers. They were throwing in a $10 credit. I think that was well before Black Friday. Number six was Tales of Symphonia: Dawn of the New World. I don't even remember what that deal was.
It got really cheap. I think it was like $13 or something.
Okay. Number seven was the Amazon PS3 Slim bundle that included Infamous, Killzone 2, and a $10 promotional credit. Number eight was Ghostbusters, the Slimer edition. I'm sure that's the Xbox 360 version. I didn't actually confirm. Whenever it's a multi-platform, I can always pretty much bet it's the Xbox 360 version, and yes, it was. Number nine was Boomblock's Bash Party, which I think was down at $15. Is that right? 15?
Sure.
15
I'll
or
take
so.
Your word for it, sure.
And number 10 was Assassin's Creed 2, which I think was another one of those $10 credit deals. I know I bought one for Wombat.
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome. that was some thank you right there.
Thank you so much.
Ah, there we go.
Thank
You're
you.
The best. Thank you.
I love you, TBD.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I didn't get one.
No, you. Well, I figured you got it. I figured you get everything for free.
He does.
You didn't get that? They didn't send you that?
No.
They're supposed to be sending you stuff now. I gotta talk to. I gotta kick some ass.
I have contacts there. They just didn't. Sometimes they don't respond.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be responding to you now. Remember? I did them a favor. They're gonna do me a favor.
I thought you did somebody else a favor.
Oh right, wrong company.
Yes,
sorry.
I do not want the latest release from that favorite.
right, exactly. Okay, hopefully you don't get that. All right, well, let's do a quick little ad for GoDaddy right now. We got a bunch of coupon codes if you want to register domain names or get really cheap web hosting, GoDaddy.com. Use these coupon codes, 10% off any order, it's CAG10, $5 off $30 purchase is CAG5 off 30, and you get 695 domain names with CAG domain.
Help Wombat pay his bills. Register a new domain today.
Yeah, they had that on the Super Bowl, I think.
Yes, that's their actual slogan on the Super Bowl. Yeah. It says, "Help Wombat pay his bills."
Well, I thought it's been a pretty slow news week, although we're already 51 minutes into the show.
Well, we haven't talked about games yet, though. So it's
all right. Well, I thought we would do a hype wagon.
Roll out.
Yeah, roll out, because we haven't done one for a long time. Now, I have two games picked. I don't know if you want me to go first or if one of you guys want to go first.
You can go first.
Okay, I will go first. My number one top hyped game by far. You want to guess? Can anyone guess? No? No guess?
No guess.
God of War 3.
No. Okay, you don't have a guess? So I will tell you, it is Mass Effect 2.
I was going to say Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, defect. No, there's no defect. Don't even joke about that.
Because that was going to be my pick also. It was going to be Mass Effect. That's why I didn't want to say it, because then it's mine, and now it's a whole
right, thing. Right, I understand. So
this is pretty much just going to be the Mass Effect wagon.
No, I have another one. But okay. I've been, you know, it's weird because there's like this fine line because I want to see a lot of stuff about it, but I don't want to ruin anything for myself. So I really try to not watch when they release these videos. But I sometimes I'm not able to control myself. But I haven't watched the latest ones yet that just came out. I think I'm going to wait from now on. So that, yeah, I can't wait. I love the first game. And if they can just fix all the little things that were wrong with the first game, and they were just little things that were wrong, like the frame rate and the loading elevators, then I will maybe even play through it more than once, which I've considered doing it with the first game, but I haven't actually gotten there. My second pick, they just released a new trailer this week, and that is Red Dead Redemption from Rockstar Games. I'm a big fan of Western shooters, Western as in the Old West, and this just looks great. I really like the first game was really good, and it looks like they're going to turn it more into like a open world Grand Theft Auto type experience. Can't wait for those two games. Who's next? Wombat?
I'll go. I will add, because they've mostly because they've just been so darn nice to us, I'm going to definitely say Dark Void and give them a little bit of a plug.
Okay.
And it is made from the same people who made Crimson Skies. So, you know, it has that going for it.
Okay.
Yeah, the flying definitely works in that game. It's the on-foot stuff that I'm not completely sold on, but it's definitely on my... Mass Effect and Dark Void were going to be my two hype wagon games.
So. See, I already beat you to that one as well. And wait, I had one more. What was it? Well, I'll definitely throw Just Cause 2. I'm still interested in.
Oh, that looks awesome.
That game looks like it could be a whole lot of fun. And Splinter Cell, Conviction.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool too. The whole thing with the grappling and the combined with the parachute.
We're talking about Just Cause 2, yes.
It looks just so good.
Yeah, that looks like so it could be good. A hoot.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the hype wagon. What was the other one? Oh, Splinter Cell. Yeah, that looks cool too. That looks real cool. Yes. I always like the Splinter Cell games. And my Firefox. Super Programmer John just sent me a link for the new CAG toolbar. And, of course, my Firefox is broken, so I can't actually look at it. Which is good, because we're doing a show now. I shouldn't be looking at it. All right, so let's move on to multi-platforming. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about here, it seems. I've been playing a shit ton of Assassin's Creed 2.
Now, where are you? Last I saw you, you were in Venice. Are you still in Venice?
I am in Venice still, yes. Is there another place besides Venice?
I want to say there may be one more, but I don't know. I'm in Venice as well.
Oh, so. Okay. I feel like there can't be another whole other city, can there? I mean... Can there be another city? I don't know.
Well, part of me thinks there might be, because you got to get the 6 seals. And as far as I know, by the time you get up to there, you should only have 4.
Oh, okay, cool.
So my gut tells me there may or may not be one, but I don't know because I haven't gotten that far in the game.
Well, your gut is pretty substantial, so I would go with your
gut. Yeah, that is true. All I know is that in the middle of Venice, there's one tower that I have no idea how to get to the top of.
Well, have you learned the new jumping technique yet?
No.
Maybe. The leap jump?
Maybe that's why, because I haven't learned it. Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't gotten far enough in Venice. You got to talk to the thieves.
Okay, at least I know that it's not me missing something. It's just that I don't have something. That's good. It makes me feel better, actually. Have you been unlocking any of the Uplay stuff?
They pop up from time to time. I haven't even bothered to look to see what it is because I'm just so into the game. I don't even care about that.
Well, as soon as you finish playing, exit out, go to the main menu, hit the Y button, and you probably at this point definitely have enough points to unlock the family tomb, which is an extra level you could play through.
Oh, do I get any better outfits? Because I don't like... One of the things they added in this game was they added you could dye your outfit. You dye your clothes. And I know Wombat likes that whole thing in games. But I don't... I find, like, the white color scheme, the one that's default, is the best one.
If you go to the Uplay, you can unlock the Altair costume.
I don't want that, though.
But those are the only two costumes. And at this point, you should have at least one second cape. But it's kind of lame anyway.
I only have one cape. Oh, yeah, I got the new cape. I got one new cape.
Yeah, I don't like the new cape. I usually keep on my default cape just because I like the color better. I like the outfits you get in Venice with the blue. The blue's cool.
Is it? All right, maybe I'll check it out. Anyway, the game is a lot of fun. It's surprisingly easy.
How much money do you have? I have like a bajillion whatever, florins.
I don't have... Florins?
Florins.
I have florins.
You can't go around with money in the filth, florins, filth. Wow.
I don't know. I like it. It's easy. It's. I don't
Assassin
die.
Pudding pops.
I don't find myself like failing missions that often or dying very often. Do you?
No. And I have. I think I carry. I have like a bit. You know. I have the largest medicine pouch on me anyway. So.
Yeah. It's not as frustrating as the first game. It's just generally more fun than the first game. The story seems better.
Well, this one has a story. And the outside story doesn't interfere as much.
Right.
So I think that helps.
Now, in this one, can you turn off all the like HUD stuff like you could in the first game?
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't tried.
Okay, because that's how I played the first game. I really liked that you could turn off everything, like all the help menus and like the, I don't know, whatever's up on the screen, the compass or whatever was on there. You could turn it all off.
Oh.
And it made the game look amazing.
Well, it still looks amazing with it on. I mean, it's It's a very pretty game. You know, I definitely recommend it. I don't know how much replayability there is, but it seems like the game is pretty long. It's like a
20-hour game, so you may not need to replay it. It's definitely a... I've decided that I want to finish Borderlands first. My order is going to be Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 2, and then hopefully back to Dragon Age sometime next year. So,
right.
So that's my plan. That's my plan of attack.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm going to go in reverse order. Well, speaking of Borderlands, Ship, you got the Zombie Island of Dr. Ned DLC.
Yeah, I've actually beaten Borderlands, and and I bought this. I didn't get sent the downloadable content.
$10?
Some of those. Yeah, $10. It's worth it. It adds about 4 to 5 hours probably of gameplay and a whole new area to explore. And within that area, there's like another inside area and there's a couple offshoot areas that you go to. And there's lots of zombies to kill. And the story is actually better in this little add-on than it is in the whole game.
Really?
Like, yeah, there's a lot. The narrative's just better. It's better written. It's funnier. It's more coherent. There's actually a satisfying ending to it.
I mean, there's not much narrative in the main game, really. I mean, you're just basically unlocking missions and you're reading them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's still the same basic mission structure, but I don't know. The main game, I loved Borderlands. I've already started another playthrough now. I'm on my second playthrough, trying to get my character to level 50 and everything.
Oh, we should play together.
Yeah, I need to get the achievements for killing you.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I got the achievement, killing GP.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely recommend the downloadable content. And you just access it just by warping to it. So.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, so you sound like you recommend it.
Yeah, I definitely do. I also kind of recommend Madden NFL Arcade.
All right.
Which is Xbox Live Arcade and PSN downloadable. And this kind of came out of nowhere for me to actually like it. But it's an arcade game, so it's kind of like Blitz, but not the over-the-top violence that Blitz is.
What was the arcade? This was really bugging the shit out of me when I saw you put this on the outline. What was the football arcade game? Like the arcade-style football game that was in the arcades. What was that called?
NFL Blitz?
Yeah, I believe that was called the NFL Blitz.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the gold mark of these arcade
football
games.
But now the Blitz franchise... Isn't there a Blitz franchise on consoles?
Yeah, there's Blitz the League is still...
But they changed it though now, right? Now it's like more of like a full-on football game.
It's more full-on, but it still has the extreme stuff. Like you can break people's bones and shoot up steroids and stuff. But, yeah, it's a much, much different game.
Okay. That's why I got confused. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
There's basically no mode besides either play versus the computer or play locally or online versus somebody else. So there's no season or anything like that.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is, but at the same time, the games are really quick because there's no kicking. You have 4 downs to score, so there's no first downs at all. You just have to go 60 yards because the field is shorter. And it's the first person to score 30 points. So it goes by real quick. You play a game in like 10 minutes, and right now, since it's new, I don't know if it'll keep us up, but you find people to play like really easily. I was up till 4 a.m. twice over Thanksgiving playing this game. Like, it is extremely addictive. And they have all these cool power-ups. Like you can before every play, it kind of does like a slot machine type of thing. And there's 13 different power-ups you can get. And it just randomly gives you one or doesn't give you one before each play. So there's ones like you can hit a button and it randomly freezes a player on the other team. So
that's cool.
There's only 5 people on each side. So there's that one. There's ones where you can speed up or slow down. There's one called Entourage that's really cool that it brings out your entire offensive or defensive line. So you have your full 11 or whatever players out there, and they only have 5.
It sounds like a lot of fun. How's it look?
Yeah, it is. It looks good. Everybody's got kind of like a chunky feel to them. So it's kind of got the Blitz style look to it, but it still looks like Madden too. The one thing that's a negative, they did one roster update to this, which you have to download before you can play online.
Okay.
And it's the only roster update they're going to do. That came out in the press release. And one team, you're going to have no idea what this is, GPs. Won't make any sense to you. But the Tennessee Titans, their quarterback used to be Kerry Collins.
Did they drop Kerry Collins for Vince Young?
Yeah, Vince Young's the starter for Tennessee now.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so but
everybody knows that.
Once you put Vince Young into the game, Vince Young and Chris Brown are almost like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. Ugh. It's impossible to guard these two guys. So what you find online is for a while there, everybody was picking the Titans. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are still picking the Titans. But I think a lot of people like me, anytime you saw somebody was picking the Titans, you can just back out of the game
right.
and refuse to play them and not be penalized at all.
Oh, okay.
So you can find good games. Like any of the rest of the teams, you have a decent shot with. It's just this one team that is kind of broken the game. But
say, is Larry Johnson on the Chiefs still in this game? Or did they take him out?
No, it's Jamal Charles.
Okay.
The latest roster up that they did was Chris Chambers to the Chiefs.
Okay, well, that's...
So
yeah.
It's pretty...
That's cool.
It's pretty recent. And they what they did was they didn't make all the roster moves. Like, Urlacher is still in there for the Bears.
Well, he still plays for the Bears. He's just on IR.
Right, but they didn't, like, take him out of the game.
I'm going to go get a sandwich.
Speaking of football, hey, how'd you do in the Wombat Fantasy League this weekend, Shipwreck?
I'm assuming I got beat pretty badly.
Yeah, by who?
I'm assuming by you.
Yes, you did.
I don't care. The Bengals are doing well this year, so fantasy football doesn't matter.
See, the Jets are so terrible, fantasy is all I have.
Yeah, can we move on?
Yes, yeah, so we can move
how
on.
How much is this game?
It's 15. That's 15, why it's two. $10, I'd say it's a buy. Just because it's a really fun game, and you don't have to pick plays. Like, you don't have to worry about all like a big playbook or anything.
Oh.
It's just four plays. It's either run, short pass, medium pass, or long pass. And similarly on defense, you have four defensive plays you can call. So
yeah, sounds pretty cool. It sounds like if you get cheap points, it's worth picking up.
Yeah, you get a lot of achievement points to it.
I do have my free points that I got from renewing my – or not renewing right. My live membership. So maybe I'll pick it up so we can play together. Because it does sound like something I'd enjoy.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing it for a while just because you get to the point where somebody beats you online and it's one of those games where you're just like, okay, I'm going to win another game. And then you lose again. And then you win one and you go, oh, I can win two in a row. And then before you know it, you're up till 4 a.m.
Right.
Well, maybe I'll pick it up so we can play together.
Good. I call the Titans.
That's funny. You funny. We all finished Modern Warfare, the story, Modern Warfare 2.
We
is
did.
Is that true?
I did.
That is true.
I finished it.
What'd you think, Wombat? I think Ship and I talked. Oh, Ship, you hadn't finished it by the last time we talked about it, right?
Right.
But now you have.
I think I did. I have no idea what happened, but the credits rolled and people were walking around.
I don't even know what was happening during the credits.
All I know is that in Russia, there's only three shirts. There's the blue button-down shirt, and there's the red button-down shirt, and I think there's another button-down shirt, and everyone wears those shirts to the airport.
And they all absorb bullets really well.
Yeah. That's the one. Was it just me, or does the airport level feel like it was made shoddily? Like it was made by a different team than the people who made the rest of the game. There just wasn't as much detail in that.
I think it's just you.
Is it just me? Because really, it loses the effect when you see the same guy crawling on the floor and doing the same animation.
I didn't even notice that.
For the sixth time. I saw the same guy with the red plaid shirt crawl across the ground like eight times. Like,
and how many times did you shoot him in the head?
I should have. I didn't shoot anybody. I just shot like TV screens and windows.
Oh. What about you, Ship? Did you kill the innocents?
No, we talked about this last time. I walked all the way through that part not shooting a shot.
Well, I'm the only sick bastard out there, huh? On the show.
I can't believe that you didn't even notice that it's literally just the same guy over and over and over again.
I noticed that, but that's every game.
Yeah. I blocked that out, and I was too busy putting holes in them to really care, you know? These people, they got to get out of my way. I got to get to my point.
And here we go. We'll get into super spoiler territory for those who haven't finished the story yet. what I think is probably more controversial is that in the end you find out that the villains is the general of the United States Army, and you spend the entire last minute killing U.S. soldiers.
Right, how come that didn't make it on the Fox News?
Yeah, it turns out that, yeah, the enemy of the game is the United States Army, and you need to destroy them.
I think by that point, though, the story's been so convoluted that it just felt like I might as well have been just shooting aliens at that point.
Yes, yes. Well, they could have just said it was all set up by aliens, some alien conspiracy.
That would have been a better ending. The game definitely missed, because one of the things, my favorite thing, levels of Call of Duty 4 was the airplane level after the credits.
Right. They didn't do that this time.
They didn't do it, and I actually sat through the world's creepiest museum to watch. Did that guy just move? And just
right, they're stabbing each other in the exhibit.
And just because I thought there might be something like the airplane level, and there wasn't.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The airplane level is the best level of the game of Call of Duty 4.
Maybe they're saving that for DLC.
I don't know. I was just a little disappointed in that. I mean, don't get me wrong. The story's, you know, not the story, but the actual game is a lot of fun. I'll call it the story mode because there's no story. But the story
mode. It is fun. It's still very fun.
It is. I mean, the events and everything that they put in place and, like, the set piece and everything are great.
Right.
Yes. When you play as the private dude, I mean, that really has no bearing on the story whatsoever. His little side story.
Sanchez or
private
something.
Yes, private. That guy.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. His story doesn't really have any bearing on anything, other than
he basically dies and then comes back to life. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, the guy he's in Washington D.C. The Washington D.C. guy.
Who knows what's happening? It's still fun. And you're right. I never thought about that, Wombat, that airplane level, the Mile High Club.
Yes. That was the best level of the last game.
I'll predict right now that they're going to do something like that with DLC. That would be a big seller for them. You put something out like that for DLC, and you put an achievement point there that pays off a fairly nice achievement point value. I think people would buy it.
Yeah, you're probably.
I wonder
right
if they didn't do that because of the they have that whole Spec Ops mode now.
Yeah, that's why I think that's Spec Ops is supposed to take the place of the Mile High Club. But I still think it would have been nice to have the other level there. But again, you know, these are
we'll see.
Whatever. Again, yes, the game is a lot of fun. You run around, you shoot people in the face.
Have you gone online at all?
I haven't had a chance. So
yeah, don't bother.
Yeah. Don't bother. Don't bother.
Just bang your head against the wall a few times. You have pretty much the same effect.
Is that much fun for you, huh?
No, I like it, but you're terrible.
So maybe I'll play with people I know, and they won't care.
Okay. No, I mean, you might just get frustrated. I'm looking out for you. I don't want you to be frustrated.
It was funny, because last night, if the room had started up quicker, I did go in. I was going to just play like a little just straight up deathmatch. You know, no teams, just every man for himself, because then no one...
I do that.
Yeah, because then no one cares if I'm terrible. It only benefits.
Right, they like it.
Yeah. And as I was waiting in the lobby, which took way too long, and it was already late enough, so I'm like, screw this, I could actually hear people saying, there's a level one guy in here.
Fresh meat, fresh fish.
Like, you know what? Forget it.
Right. I'm out. That's funny.
I fold.
All right. So that's Modern Warfare 2.
It's a video game.
It's a video game, and it's a good one. Moving on to Sony very quickly, because we don't have much to talk about this week. I did get into the Battlefield 2 beta, so if you guys want to take that off my account, you can. Or I think maybe you can get your own codes. I don't know. I was actually pretty impressed with it. It looks great, and it feels very different than Modern Warfare 2. I mean, because I think people are very focused on Modern Warfare 2 right now. But the game is significantly different. I mean, it's got that whole Battlefield vehicle thing going on with the big maps. But I was very impressed. It's got a pretty decent sense of realism to the game. And I honestly only played like a few rounds. I didn't have, I wanted to play more, but I just haven't had a chance. But I was impressed with what I've seen so far. So try to get into the beta if you can still get in there. I'm sure it'll be on CAG in the forums there if there's still people giving out codes. Because I think it's worth checking out. It's not, you don't need to ignore it just because Modern Warfare 2 is out, and I think that's what a lot of people may be doing. So that's the Battlefield 2 beta. Let's move into Microsoft really quick. Got a couple things to talk about there. Well, I think I meant to talk about this on the live show, but I did not. Somehow too busy taking silly phone calls. But I guess Shipwreck's experience rubbed off onto me through the internet, because I had my Japanese 360 died again for the second time. So now I am at, I've had two Xboxes fail three times. So that's what, 150% failure rate, I guess. Which is annoying, because I can't play Forza 2 now, because I have an Asian version of Forza 2. Three, I mean. So yeah, I gotta get my wife to call in, get that shit fixed. But in the meantime, I'll just play Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my broken one to come back.
Yeah. See, in Japan they fix them real fast. Like less than a week you get it back. It's gone, it goes to them and comes back in less than a week. Which is pretty good. So
now I have to figure out what I'm gonna do with the third one that I have sitting here. I only have two I only have two TVs in my house.
Right.
You should sign it and give it away as a prize.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Just like the
disk drive doesn't work, so.
Oh. You're not going to get it fixed for free?
I don't think you can get the disk drive fixed for free.
Oh, you have, wait, doesn't have the red light?
One of mine did. The other one's disk drive stopped working.
Oh. Can you make it get the red light?
I don't know. It's
you
just
didn't
been
do the
there.
Call and say worked. You're getting the red lights trick.
Yeah, as long as I have one working, I really don't care. The rest of them just get set off to the side until I don't have any working, and then I have to go buy a new one.
Right. Yeah, that's well. They had a great Black Friday week. They said Microsoft said.
I'm sure they did. Somebody else at my work today had some and ready to send off.
Yep, and he bought a new one.
No. He was nearly doing it though, because he's a big Modern Warfare guy. So.
Right. What's this? What is 0D Beat Drop?
It's an Xbox Live Arcade game from Axis.
Oh, is it good?
It's okay.
It's an Xbox Live Arcade game.
Yeah, it's a music puzzle game, and the puzzle part of it is pretty standard matchup colors, and then they disappear. And the way you get them to disappear is hitting a button to the beat is when you want to make a match that makes a whole bunch of blocks disappear. But the thing that sets it apart is that you can use your own music in the game.
Oh.
So that's kind of neat. And it's kind of neat that you don't have to have the songs on your Xbox either. What the game does is, like, I have everything on my MacBook and I stream it to my 360. And so what you do is, while the game's on, you go to your dashboard and say, you go through your library and you say, play this song, and the game will create a data file for that song. And then any time you want to play that song, you just...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, as long as it's a song that you've gotten the data for the game. And it's crazy, like, how, like, specific this thing can get. As far as the analysis.
It works well.
Yeah, it works really well. It gives you like 7 different best fit beat options for each song. And even if you don't like those, you can go in and customize what beat you want to the song and everything. But I think I might make a video of this, because it's really confusing to try to write about.
Yeah, so video review may be the way to go.
Yeah, and I have another... video review. Oh, we got another thing in Microsoft here real quick, though, before I get to that.
Oh, yeah. There's I know Wombat's really been waiting for this. You can now buy a pet for your Xbox Live avatar for $3.
I can't wait to not buy that.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet, right?
Yes.
I can't wait to see my friends with their pets.
Yeah, anyone who buys that.
There is a Siamese cat, and I have Siamese cats.
Right, so. Don't buy it.
Well, I might not buy it. But
the missus.
The missus may have her cat next to her.
Yeah, she is Kitty a doctor. Fixer.
Yeah, right. I mean, her Xbox Live Arcade or Xbox Live name is Kitty Fixer. So
She might need a kitty.
She might need a cat.
Well, I can forgive that, but if anybody else has it, I'm going to.
You think that would make a good Christmas present for her?
Yes. A stocking just stuffer. That. That's all you need to get. Just that.
Virtua Cat.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Nintendo. What do you got, Chip?
I got also from Axis the new BitTrip game, BitTrip Void, which is another one of... You remember the video I did for BitTrip Core?
It's the WiiWare music game.
Yeah, music arcade-style game. Mm-hmm. And this is another one in that kind of vein. This one is all about you are a black dot, and you want to collect the other black dots and stay away from the white dots.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a very racially charged game.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not really, but I don't know. I haven't decided whether or not I like this as much as the other BitTrip games. It seems the other ones were very rigid. They had very, like, I don't know, just old school gameplay. And this one, it's very analog because you actually use either the classic controller or the analog nub in a Wiimote. And you're just moving your dot around the screen. And it hasn't quite clicked with me like the other two did.
Oh, all right.
But, and then today I got, just before the show, I got Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks in for review.
Oh, have you had a chance to check it out?
I have. I played for about an hour, so okay. I have a sword.
Nice.
Yeah. It feels a lot like the last Zelda game, Phantom Hourglass. So everything's controlled with the stylus. The train stuff is kind of neat because you have to look out for other trains on the tracks and kind of adjust your speed and pick which track you have to choose so you don't run into the other trains.
It almost sounds like Railfan DS.
Yeah.
Right. I would like
so it. That's it's kind of a cute little new gameplay mechanic. And other than that, I can't... There's nothing that sets it apart from Phantom Hourglass within the first hour. But it seems like it's a very another solid game for the Zelda series.
Cool.
And I got a really cool shirt with it.
Yeah, I saw that shirt. That's nice. Even I like that.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to look at it. I saw you put the blog post up there. I'll take a look now. You guys can keep talking about something. I'll pretend I'm listening.
Do you have anything iPhone related?
I haven't been playing any iPhone games lately. My iPhone's getting really slow. Though I don't know what maybe I need to like totally reinstall everything because it's like painfully slow at this point.
Like, yeah, I would suggest taking everything off and then turning your iPhone completely off and then reinstalling the stuff that you actually want to use.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, it seems like if you update your applications a lot without uninstalling them and reinstalling them,
It gets all sluggish.
It gets all sluggish. Yeah.
They got to release a new one already. I'm ready for the new one.
Probably in the spring.
Yeah, I wish I just got the 3GS when it came out.
That's a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost as nice as my Dr. Pepper shirt.
Yeah, and it came all wrapped up in Christmas paper and had a bow and everything on it.
Sweet.
It was
you were like very surprised? You didn't even know.
I was very surprised because the PR guy said he didn't know what the quantities were like for these. And in the past on Nintendo games, that meant you're not getting one.
That means CAG is not getting anything.
Yeah. So I was surprised it showed up. Yeah.
That's sweet.
So I guess the review embargo is Friday. So expect my review sometime this year.
Cool.
But
excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
I've got
move
a
on.
Bunch of really oh, popular God. Games to review still. And so I think what I'm going to try to do is for our year-end awards that we did like last year, our favorite games, I might try to get those up there as, I don't know, like nominees for our favorite games or something. Because I still have some pretty big reviews to get out.
Right. Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's move on to what? Wombat, you don't have anything.
I'm boring. Let's go to Tweets and Cagbag. It's late, dude.
Tweets and Cagbag. Akron Young wanted to know what we thought about Dan Shu and Demian Lin rejoining EGM now. I guess they're bringing back EGN.
Well, the original founder of the magazine bought it back.
Oh, okay.
And he hired back Dan and Demian to I guess to be contributors. And then
Shipwreck, good move or bad move? Will the new EGM fail like the old EGM?
Yeah.
It will fail.
Yeah. Print magazines are dead. The only reason Game Informer is doing so well is because it's tied in with GameStop.
Right, because they have 5,000 stores across the country selling it every day. Yeah. Literally selling it. The salesman asks you if you want the Edge card that comes with Game Informer, right? Like,
right.
Yeah,
and there's a reason Nintendo doesn't publish their own magazine anymore. Like, if there was money to be made here, Nintendo would still be publishing Nintendo Power.
Right. Right. It sounds like a painful business.
Yeah, I mean, I wish them all the best of luck, because I like reading magazines,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see how it's going to be a moneymaker.
You don't like paying for them?
Oh, no, I don't pay for any of them.
Right, especially for... right, which is why they don't do well.
Well, I mean, you get ad sales.
I was going to say, magazine money doesn't come from subscribers. It comes from ad sales, and ad sales are based on how many subscribers you have, which is why magazines give so many subscriptions away, because it helps boost the subscription numbers so they can get more advertisers. See how it all works?
I do.
The new issue of Game Informer is pretty nice, too. It's their 200th
issue. What cover did you get?
I got the Mario Brothers.
Oh, I got the Metroid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was happy with that.
They're pretty slick looking. All white with just a... I'm assuming they're all...
Yeah, mine's
like
the same.
Mine's all white with Samus.
I got Sex Games. Remember that classic Commodore 64 game? No.
I was a big fan of Porky's for Atari 2600.
Or Custard's Last Stand. I didn't get anything. I don't have any magazines. All right, so let's see what some other questions are here. Swox wants to know, he says, now that most of the CAG 2.0 features have rolled out, what are the plans for a visual 2.0? Maybe another theme, hopefully a white one. And he also wants to know if the disgruntled graphical designer backed off. I haven't heard you mention in a long time. Well, let's worry about the visual stuff later. We got to get the meat and potato stuff going first.
We got to get CAG Pets rolling.
CAG Pets
first.
is coming tomorrow. That was a priority, actually.
I want, instead of like the little paperclip dude, I want a little GPD to pop up.
And to bug the shit out of you?
Looks like you were trying to make a trade.
Let me help you with that.
Like you're not posting a deal in the deals forum.
Looks like you're asking a question in the deals forum. Get the fuck out of here. this guy, yeah, he's bad. I mean, here's the problem with the graphical designer guy, is that very rarely do I go to any type of event or leave my apartment. And recently I've gone to, not that recently, but the last two that I've gone to, he was there. Like, he was at the Kotaku party.
Yeah, you told us that.
Yeah, and what was the other one? I feel like I've seen him somewhere else. So
the University of Rochester.
No, he was. No, he was the crowd of two people. So it's just awkward. Like, you know, I don't know. Just leave me alone. Don't stop going to video game events. I'm going to be there. Don't go. Or just pretend you don't see me. Chad FX, since we are only 20 episodes from the 200th show of the CADcast, what do you guys have planned to commemorate such a momentous occasion? Perhaps another clip show, please tell. You think I've really planned something out 20 episodes away?
No.
I mean, that's like 5 months from now. I've planned nothing. Absolutely nothing, but yeah, probably a clip show. Who knows? I'd love if somebody else just did it, because it took a long time. iMall Volume 7, Vol 7, says, hey, Cheapy and Wombat, and maybe Shipwreck, if you're there, Killzone 2 has been left out of the Game of the Year category at the Video Game Award show on Spike this year. I won't say what I think, but I want to hear your honest opinions. And also, who do you want to win and think will win? Well, I can't speak for you two guys, but I could give two shits about the Video Game Award show on Spike, or pretty much any video game award show. I mean, I don't really care what other people's opinions are about games.
You care about my opinion.
I care about your opinion, I do, and I care about Shipwreck's opinion, but for people that I don't know...
You're a big liar.
People that
I
know... Well, people that I know personally, I care about. I don't want to say I don't care and come off across like an asshole, but... Frankly, if I enjoyed the game, that's all that really matters to me. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of games that I enjoyed this year, and if they don't get any recognition outside of me liking it, then you know what? That's fine. Am I out of line?
I still like watching it, though.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Where else can I get my fill of Jack Black?
Right. And all those exclusives, world exclusives.
That show up on game trailers like an hour later.
Well, yeah, you know, same
thing. As far as Killzone 2 not being on there, I don't know. Usually games at the beginning of the year get left off.
I haven't finished it. Have you? Did you actually finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. I haven't played Uncharted 2 yet, but without playing that, Killzone 2 is my favorite PS3 exclusive.
Hmm. I think it's going to change when you play Uncharted. But
well, that's why I said I haven't played Uncharted 2 yet. That's why I prefaced that.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't played the new Ratchet and Clank yet either, so.
Super Programmer John tells me he hates it.
Really? I've only heard good things.
I told him I disliked the last one, and he said, well, you will dislike this one even more.
Well, that doesn't mean he dislikes it.
No, he told me he disliked
it. Oh, that's different.
He said he found it very infuriating or something like that.
So who do we think will win? Was the last part of his question.
Oh, I didn't even, you know, I didn't even bother to click through to the link that he provided.
Based on the choices for voting, I'm going to say it'll probably go to Modern Warfare 2. Because it's probably the
I don't have to click the highest that link selling game Modern of the Warfare year. So.
There you go. That's just going to win.
Yeah. I think that's going to win every category. So for best Xbox 360 game, like they include multi-platform games.
I noticed that, but for the PlayStation 3 games, they didn't.
Oh.
It's weird. I don't know how they came up with this. I don't think it matters anyway.
It doesn't matter. I can tell you, honestly, it doesn't matter. I mean, it may be nice for the developers and the publishers because they get to be on TV and whatnot, but really, really, do you really care about the Spike Video Game Awards? Is it really going to make you enjoy Killzone 2 less if it doesn't receive a single award? Of course not. You know, you disagree with these guys, but really, at the end of the day,
it's Killzone 2's up there for best PS3 game. I mean,
yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Here's a question from, I don't even know. We should maybe save this one. Maybe we should save some of these for next time. Let's see if there's a quick one here. I don't know. Let's save the rest of these for next time.
Sounds like a good plan.
We've gone long enough. Wombat's got to go to bed.
I do have to be up in 5 hours.
Yeah.
Before you go, you should download Madden NFL Arcade and we'll play.
Yeah, no, thanks.
And just stay up all night.
Trust me, that's why I put this on the outline. I was this close to doing No Sleep Till Montreal, but.
Right.
Not gonna.
You're really thinking of staying up all night?
I had debated it internally, then I was like,
too old for that.
Well, then I'll get to Montreal and I'll be completely out of it, and I'll sleep.
Right. Do that to Trevor.
Yeah, exactly.
Trevor's waiting for you to be the life of the party.
Trevor's gonna be like, dude, what's up? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right. You'd be like, dude, you're falling asleep while I'm popping the zits on your back. What the hell's going on here? At least you could do is stay awake. Give me a reach around. Oh,
loofah.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I want to remind everyone to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/GPD, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, and for all your latest club news, Twitter.com/
Have you been checking it out? Because there was like a dozen of them yesterday or 2 days ago.
I still can't figure out how to check out his @replies.
You just go to search and you type in @shipwreck.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I remember you told me, and I couldn't remember.
It's hysterical.
Yeah. It's hysterical? Do I need to do it right
now?
You
do, because it makes me laugh every time. Right. And it's funny, because you'll see sometimes other people that are affiliated with Cheap Ass Gamer will send club-related messages to Shipwreck.
Yeah, cool. Bank Boys Entertainment and Get Green Entertainment. Money to blow, December 10th at Shipwreck. 120-06 Rockaway Boulevard. Tickets on sale now. Please retweet. Did you ever write the guy back and say, dude, did you ever bother to read my my account and notice that there's nothing to do with a nightclub
It's not the same guy. It's like all these different acts.
It's Bank Boy Trizzy.
Well, this one is. It's a million times that. But I block all these people, so I don't see this stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, but I get new ones like every day of different people and different bands coming through there.
Right.
So I'm going to have to check it out next time in New York.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, man, I'm Shipwreck when you get to the door. And then you'll be the only white guy in there. You'll be the only white redhead in there. and you'll get your ass kicked. Oh, dude. The real DJ Hot Rod, December 10th. Spinning at Shipwreck. So all you grown and sexy females that love the sex section, be there.
I told you it's hysterical.
It is pretty good. Bank Boys really likes to Twitter about you.
He's going
to
be spinning at you.
You should just write them back and be like, dude, does it look like an account for a nightclub in the Bronx or Brooklyn or wherever the hell it is?
I believe it's
Queens. I think I tried that once. It didn't really help.
Didn't help. They don't even read it.
No.
I want to remind everybody about our GoDaddy coupons for your domain and web hosting cheap needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $6.95 domain names. Use code CAG domain.
What about Netflix? Can they go and get something for Netflix?
They can. Just go to bit.ly/CAGflix. That's CAGFLI.
That is still the worst URL ever.
Well, what would you prefer?
How about netflix.com/CAGcast?
I do not own netflix.com. You may be unaware of that. I cannot just take their website.
Give us like a URL with an affiliate that's easier to follow.
It might still that might still work. Let me see if that still works. netflix.com/ CAGcast?
Yeah, because that's what we used to have.
It might still work, but I don't see that money comes from a different place. I don't know. Try it.
This is fascinating.
Who cares? Who gives a shit? We're never going to get paid.
Wombat, give out your address. We can write the checks directly right. to you.
Yeah, or donate directly to Wombat.
What's your PayPal address?
Can we just get a link on the front page to donate to Wombat?
Sure.
Hey, if I could get my mortgage paid off in a month, I'd be...
Right. Just go to Amazon.com/Wombat.
Yeah.
I just set that up. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. I farted. Why won't it? Oh, it's still recording. Stop recording. It won't stop recording. What the hell's going on here? This is a problem. Oh, no. It really won't stop recording. What? Oh, no. What's going on here? Transport. Stop.